Kind-hearted men, a while give ear, and plainly I'll unfold the saddest tale that ever yet by mortal man was told. One Spencer Brave of Cheshire Chief, for men of brave regard, yet he unto his country's grief did good with ill reward. At Acton near Nantwich was born this man so famed of all, whose skill at each brave exercise was not accounted small. For beating of the warlike drum, no man could him surpass. For dancing, leaping, and such like in Cheshire never was. For shooting, none durst him oppose. He would aim so fair and right, yet long he shot in crooked bows and could not hit the white. For striving still more things to learn, the more he grew beloved. No shoemaker but Spencer Brave by woman was so proved. These qualities did draw his mind from reason quite and clean, and wildly he'd forsake his wife for the love of every queen. By women he maintained was in peril fine and brave. John Spencer could no good thing want, for he could but ask and have. In silks and satins he would go, none might with him compare. No fashion might devised be, but his should be as fair. When, as God knows, his wife at home should pine with hungry grief, and none would pity her hard case or lend her some relief. Whilst he abroad did flaunt it out amongst his lustful queens, poor soul of force, she sits at home without either help or means. Thus long he lived basely viled, contemned of all that's good, till at last by hard mischance he did shed guiltless blood. One Randall Gam, being drunk with Spencer, out did fall, and he, being apt to quarreling, would not be ruled at all. But about the pledging of a glass, to which he would not yield, he vowed he either would be pledged or answered fair in field. This answer Randall Gam did deny, which Spencer plainly found, and being raged he struck one blow, felled Randall Gam to the ground. 7 weeks upon this he lay, ere life from him did part, and at the last to earth and clay his body did convert. Then Spencer was in prison cast, his friends full far did lie, for friendship in them proved cold, and none would come him nigh. That man being killed, beloved, was well of all men far and near, and some did follow law so far, did cost poor Spencer dear. For though he killed him by mischance, yet law him so disdains, that for his unrespected blow, he there was hanged in chains. He that was killed had many friends, the other few or none. Therefore the law on that side went, and the other was o'erthrown. He being dead, two milk-white doves did hover over his head, and would not leave that heartless place after he 3 hours was dead. Two milk-white butterflies did light upon his breeches there, and stood confronting people's sight to their amaze and fear. Though he was wildly bent in life, and hanged the law to quit, yet he was stolen away by his wife, and buried in the night. His true repentance is expressed within the second part. With all his guilt he hath confessed, when troubled was his heart. Kind young men, all to me give ear, observe these lessons well. For undeserved my death I took, and sad is the tale I tell. I prisoned, pent, I lie full fast, sure heaven hath decreed, that though I thrived, yet at last bad fortunes should proceed. I that for practice passed all in exercises strong, have here for one offense but small been pent in prison long. Kind countrymen, fair warning take, being bad, amend your lives, for sure heaven will them forsake that do forsake their wives. I have a wife, a loving wife, a constant and a kind, yet proud of gifts I turned my life, and false she did me find. Heaven showed his part in making me proper in limbs and face, yet of it I no true use made, but reaped thereby disgrace. For being proud in dancing's art, most women's loves I gained. By them a long time was my life in gallant sort maintained. No maiden young about the town, but joyful was to see the face of Spencer, and would spend all for to dance with me. I spent my time in rioting and proudly led my life. I had my choice of damsels fair. What cared I for my wife? If once she came to entreat me home, I'd kick her out of doors. Indeed, I would be ruled by none but by enticing whores. At length, being pledging of a glass, my hopes I did confound, and in my rage I felled my friend with one blow to the ground. For this offense, he being dead, and I in prison cast, most void of hopes, this rashing hand hath Spencer's name disgraced. None but my wife will visit me, for those I loved before, being in this sad extremity, will visit me no more. No help I find from these false friends, no food to enrich my life. Now do I find the difference true 'twixt them and a constant wife. But she, poor soul, by my bad means, is quit bereft of all. She plays the part of a constant wife, although her helps be small. Young men, take heed by me, shun dangers, brawls, and strife. For though he fell against my will, I for it lose my life. Oh, live like men and not like me, of no good gifts be proud. For if with you God angry be, from his vengeance naught can shroud. Make use of what you have practiced well, and not in vicious means. If in rare gifts you do excel, yet trust not vicious queens. For lust doth fully fill their veins, and apt they be to entice. Oh, therefore shun their company, like good men still be wise. Example truly take of me, all vicious courses shun, for only by bad company poor Spencer is undone.